Our practice is very simple. We incline towards relaxation. And begin to recognize the awareness. Knowing what is obvious, and every now and then checking in for our relationship to experience. There's no particular experience that has to be there. Just this, whatever is arising. Receiving that. Or perhaps we could say, being aware that awareness is receiving that. Whatever is arising, boredom, delight, sound, a tingling, an itch. A breath. It all has Dhamma nature. Nothing is inherently any more valuable in terms of our practice than anything else. It's all equally valuable. Seeing the Dhamma nature of whatever is arising that job belongs to wisdom. Our work is to support the conditions for wisdom to arise with awareness. We can't make the wisdom happen. And yet the way we attend to experience begins to create the conditions for wisdom to arise, to see the impermanent, unreliable, not-self nature. Of any experience. this does take patience and trust. The willingness to continue this cultivation, even in the seeming absence of insight happening. Sometimes Gill says, no moment of mindfulness is ever wasted. There is kind of an accumulation of these moments, a gradual seeing into a weakening of the ways that we cling. Much as the Buddha described the path of practice through the gradual weakening of fibers of a rope, the rigging of a ship. The weakening of those fibers as they're exposed to the elements, exposed to the sun, the sand, the wind, the water, the air. Each moment of that exposure, there's some weakening of those fibers. And each moment, looking at that rope, we may not be able to see any change. We may not be able to detect any weakening of the fiber. But each moment has its effect. For me, this image of the rigging gradually weakening is a very both touching and inspiring image. It helps me to have confidence, have trust, that each moment of mindfulness, each moment of bringing this curious attention, kind attention, loving attention, to just this, is part of the path. A sense of confidence that the fibers of the clinging are weakening, even though it may not be felt in a particular moment. In fact, sometimes what we feel is the clinging. But even that, seen with this kind of awareness, helps the mind to understand the dukkha nature of that clinging, the unreliable nature of what's being held to, not worth clinging to. Patience, trust in this gradual unfolding.